Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time. It all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower IONIQ 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
We are looking for your questions. Ask Amy Anything comes up next hour here on our Hump Show, middle show of the work week. We're running the base paths, if you will, thinking about the next big thing in sports. But it's a veritable smorgasbord, and I really do enjoy a bit of a slower pace in the summer so we can get off the beaten path, so we can talk more about some of the cool stories from the baseball season and spend more time just generally goofing off, being the kids in class who are always getting these stern looks from the teachers. Maybe we can actually start a benches clearing brawl here in studio if we...
I have fun with you guys.
If we had any benches. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on our show Twix at Amy After Hours. Also on our Facebook page, look for that bright orange box. You know what? The graphics are a throwback now. We've been using them for the better part of 11 years. That's how far back Ask Amy goes to when we had the show on the weekends. We're still getting new questions, still getting new people who would like to hear their questions asked and answered. So again, that comes up next hour. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. We still have more to get to, kind of a cheat sheet, if you will, for the NBA free agency, which begins actually at the end of this week officially. The draft is on Wednesday night. We've also got throw up on the mound. Just that's all I can say right now. You're just going to have to wait until I explain, if I can even explain. But I promised you a little bit of Cleveland Guardians chatter because they officially own the best winning percentage in baseball through June 25th. That's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And we're pleased to welcome Al Pawlowski, who covers the Guardians and has Guardians Live to his credit. This is on Bally Sports Great Lakes. He's also the TV sports anchor for Channel 3 in Cleveland. Yeah, right now, this team is surging, and they're setting the pace as we hit the summer. What's gotten into these Guardians?
Well, that's a great question that so many people back in March were telling me, like, oh, this is never going to happen. This team can't win more than 80, 85 games if they're lucky. But basically everything has gone right for Cleveland this year that can go right. The only thing that's maybe a little bit of a negative is the starting pitching. They're not getting as deep as, you know, they would like, but that's it. Bullpen's the best in baseball by just about any metric you look at. ERA, whip, strikeouts, et cetera, et cetera. The offense is coming up with key hits. They're hitting for power. Cleveland was going to need to find power in the offseason. Turns out the power was here. Jose Ramirez, Josh Naylor on pace to go even further, you know, with the home runs and what they had before. Now some of the young guys, that power is developing. So really everything that can go right for Cleveland for the most part has gone right.
Bo Naylor ends up a home run shy of the cycle. He was all over the base paths on Tuesday evening as the Guardians beat the Orioles. And I saw a quote from him that I thought was interesting. Wanted to ask you about it. He says he thinks the club is just good at adjusting to any situation that they face. What makes them so good at any situation?
I think that's a great question. I think it sums them up well, too. Whatever their role might be, they fulfilled that well. And then to build on that quote that you had from Bo, just, you know, a day or two ago after the game, it was they were talking to the pitchers in the bullpen, you know, our guys, and saying, hey, why has the bullpen been so good? Well, each guy has a role, but on top of that, they might not be in that role that night. For example, Nick Sandlin, before he went on the injured list, he was a guy that, you know, Stephen Vogt could use in the fifth inning. He could use him in the eighth inning. He even used him to save a game once. So Nick Sandlin was kind of his Swiss Army knife. We're going to put you in whenever there's a high leverage situation. But sometimes you might wind up pitching the eighth or ninth inning. Cade Smith is another guy like that. He's become a high leverage guy since Sandlin has gone on the IL. So he could appear in any situation. So I think that's a big part of it. Guys know their roles. They fulfill their roles. But then when Stephen Vogt puts them in a different role, they fulfill that too, which is why they're, you know, 25 games over 500 right now, and we're not even in July.
A couple years ago, they were the youngest team in baseball, kind of took a blip in 23, but back on the rise now in 24. We're spending a few minutes with Al Pawlowski, who is host of Guardians Live on Bally Sports Great Lakes. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Now with some perspective, Al, looking back to last season, how would you describe what happened in 23?
So many people thought that 2022 was the anomaly. It turns out, Amy, that 2023 looks like it was the anomaly that, you know, this team that you said a couple of years ago, youngest in baseball, still, you know, one of the youngest teams last year. They just kept developing, and 2023 was that blip. So if you look back at 2022, when they won 92 games, they went to the postseason, they got eliminated by the Yankees in the second round of the playoffs. It took them to a game five to do it. Those teams won a lot of one-run games. They got a lot of key hits. Last year, the opposite happened. They were in a lot of close games again, but they weren't getting the key hits. They were the ones that were falling a run or two short here and there. This year now, the player development has continued. So, you know, again, guys like Naylor and, you know, Ramirez is already a superstar, but their power continues to go up. Stephen Kwan has right now become the best hitter on the planet when it comes to hitting for average. So his development has taken a huge leap forward, and he was already a good hitter. So all that has continued. The development has continued. And now they're once again getting those key hits. But they're not playing in quite as many close games. They're still playing in a lot of them. But now they're with the long ball, they're starting to build that lead to where fifth inning, sixth inning, they might be up by a run or two. But then the bullpen comes in, and again, it's the best in baseball. So they're able to hold the other team. Then Cleveland adds another run or two. And now by the time you get to the ninth inning, if you're up by three runs or even four runs, and here comes Emmanuel Clase, yet so far, you basically have no chance against him. Now, I don't know if that's going to continue the whole season, but they've got the best closer in the game, and when he's got any sort of a cushion at all, I mean, one run is usually enough, but if you give him two, three, or four, I mean, forget it. You don't have a chance.
Well, I'm glad you said that because it does take a lot of pressure off pitchers when they have a lead, obviously. They're not always pitching in situations where even a walk or a base runner can make a big difference. So what do the pitching staff has to say about an offense that provides so much support and so much cushion?
Yeah, that makes it easier to pitch, exactly what you're saying, because let's say the game is tied in the fifth or sixth inning. You know, the bullpen knows that the offense, because of the way it's going this year, they're going to still score runs late, and they generally get the better of the other team's bullpen. So if you're the guys pitching, let's say, innings six through eight, whether you're Cade Smith, Scott Barlow, Hunter Gaddis, Tim Herron, Sam Hentges, I mean, these guys know that if they just do their job for their three outs or four outs or two outs, whatever it might be, that they're probably going to win. And then when you've got a guy like Class A sitting there in the ninth inning, I mean, that's all you really need to do is get the ball to him and the game's over. Yeah, when you have that cushion and you have a history now this year, for the first 3 months, so this is more than just a blip or a small sample size. This is a trend. You've got a team that can score a lot. They can score late. They score in clutch situations. So, again, it's just confidence building on confidence. I mean, this team, if you look at their record and what they've done, you can go back to the 90s and those powerful Indians teams with guys like Bell, Ramirez, Tomy, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, those teams would just beat up on teams, but they also had really strong bullpens. There are similarities. The offense isn't as powerful as it was. I don't think you'll ever see another lineup like the 95 Indians. But what you're seeing here in 2024 with the Guardians, with the bullpen, it's even better than those mid-90s bullpens, and it still has some semblance of power, and it has guys that hit for average. So you've got a lot of ingredients that are just all working together really well.
Al Pulaski is with us in the wake of the Guardians' victory to start the series with Baltimore on the road at Camden Yards. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. If you didn't bring up Stephen Kwan, I was going to, because he's become appointment TV or appointment radio whenever he's at the plate, batting, roughly 385. What's the secret to this meteoric rise?
Well, a couple of things. And yeah, he's fun to watch. He's a throwback because he's a hitter that will take what the pitcher gives him. So excellent play coverage. Understands the strike zone, I think, as good as any hitter in all of baseball. Doesn't swing at bad pitches. If he's taking a pitch, he's like Kyle Schwarber. Talking to a scout about Schwarber a couple of months ago. Almost every pitch Kyle Schwarber takes is a ball. Same thing with Stephen Kwan. If he's taking a pitch and you're an umpire, you better be darn sure, unless it's right down the middle, it's probably a ball. So he doesn't swing at bad pitches. And now what's making him more dangerous is he's developing that power. His hands were always quick. I think they've gotten a little quicker. If you try to beat him on the inside with the fastball, he could turn on that and take you out to right field. He's already got a career-high 7 home runs for this season. He's on pace to hit about 15. This is a leadoff hitter that hits for average. And now he's showing some power. He's driving in runs. Ultimately, too, I mean, this is a guy he's highly intelligent. He's at the peak of his athletic career. He loves the game of baseball. His hobby is chess, and he pretty much destroys anybody that tries to play him in chess. So this is what you're dealing with at the plate. You're dealing with not just somebody who's a good ball player with a lot of athleticism. You're dealing with a highly intelligent guy that understands his swing, understands what the opponents are trying to do to him, and he can counter back as good as anybody right now in baseball.
Shades of potentially an Ichiro who never met a pitch he couldn't hit somewhere.
Exactly. And Stephen Kwan will tell you that's one of the guys that he idolized growing up with.
Wow.
Ichiro. You see some of that in his swing. It's a little different, but you do see some of that, Amy, with what Ichiro does. Stephen Kwan does some of that too, which, hey, if you want to imitate Ichiro, that's fine by me. That guy had a lot of success.
I actually didn't know that. So that's kind of fun as you're talking about his ability to hit and just knowing what he does to pitchers and the kind of angst and stress. Well, what about Jose Ramirez? How are you seeing teams try to pitch around him or maybe tiptoe, be careful around a guy who's got as much power as he does?
Yeah, Jose Ramirez is one of those guys that isn't in a lot of slumps. Occasionally he goes into one. But when he is on a heater, and he's been on, you know, a pretty good heater now of late, and he had a couple others earlier in the season, he'll expand his strike zone a little bit, but it's for the better. If you remember back in the 90s, again, I'll use Carlos Baerga, excellent bad ball hitter. So you could throw him anywhere near the plate, and he was going to go out there and get it. Jose can do that too. So if you are going to try to pitch around him, you've got to really pitch around him, because if you get it anywhere near his hot zones, even if you're a little bit off the plate, doesn't matter. He could still beat you that way. He too has incredibly quick hands. He understands the game plan against him, I think, you know, as well as anybody in baseball. Another highly intelligent hitter, spends a lot of time in the video room, and just has, you know, that next level of athleticism as a hitter. I mean, there's some guys that you look at and they put a ton of time in and they just made themselves into all-stars. Well, Jose does that, but on top of it, he's just got a great ability. Again, he's got a pretty good eye. If he's got one fault, it's that he will go chasing a little bit because he wants to hit so badly. He's like that, you know, that player that was your teammate in Little League when you're like 12 years old, and it's like, I don't want to walk. I'm going to go up there. I'm hitting. That's kind of Jose Ramirez. He wants to hit. So not pitching around him, he's shown you it's a mistake if you're going to pitch to him in key situations. But here's the thing, Amy. You've got Josh Naylor behind him, and when Josh is rolling, if you put Jose Ramirez on base, and let's say there's already somebody at second, so now you got him at first and second, or you load the bases, you know, Josh Naylor's the guy, too, that, man, when he is hot, and he's a little more hot and cold than Jose is, but when he's hot, he's as dangerous as anybody, too, and he's got power. He's got 20 home runs this season. So it's kind of darned if you do, darned if you don't. You pitch to Jose Ramirez, probably a mistake, but if you put him on and Josh Naylor's behind him and he's hot, now you got to pitch to him with runners on base, and that's not fun either.
Longtime Cleveland fans, of course, remember Manny Ramirez, even though he, I guess, made more of a name for himself, Manny being Manny, when he was with the Red Sox. But he obviously was in Cleveland before that. He's from the DR. Jose Ramirez, also Dominican. Does he pay any attention to the all-time home run list and the fact that he just passed up Manny Ramirez?
I think he does. I think every player pays attention to those lists more than they'll ever let on, right? But he kind of acts like, you know, whatever. It's just, I'm going to go out here and play baseball, and I love to play. And there is that element to him where he just loves to play. We've seen guys come through here like that. The difference is obviously Jose, a switch hitter, good defender. I mean, he's regressed a touch in the field from what he was 3-4 years ago, maybe, but still a very good defender at third base. Manny was just that pure right-handed hitter who could just mash with any sort of bat at all. Wasn't a good defender, had a great arm, wasn't a good outfielder, though, wasn't a switch hitter. Maybe the best pure right-handed hitter that I've ever seen in my lifetime, but in some ways, Jose can be a little bit more dangerous because he's a switch hitter. But of course, Manny had probably a little bit more power too, but the comparison is interesting. And yeah, I think that Jose probably pays a little bit of attention to what he's doing historically with the club as well.
Al Pawlowski is with us to talk about this Guardians team that now has a 9-game lead over the next closest team in the AL Central and best winning percentage in the American League. What might they do at the trade deadline?
Great question. What they need is what, you know, a lot of teams always seem to need, a starting pitcher. And this is really the first time that Cleveland's needed it because they've always had an abundance of it. But with Shane Bieber going down after just 2 starts this year, and after those 2 starts, it looked like, you know, he was on pace to contend for a Cy Young Award again like he won in 2020. But him going down, McKenzie, you know, having some struggles as well for Cleveland, Logan Allen. Even though Cleveland won tonight, they outslugged Baltimore 10-8. But Logan Allen, he gave up 6 runs in 3 innings. So you're seeing a starting pitching staff that's a little bit thin. Tanner Bibee on his way to becoming an ace. Great kid. His slurve is developing now. It's fantastic. Ben Lively has exceeded expectations. That was a guy Cleveland, you know, basically got for free in the offseason, and he's really working out well. But after those two, the consistency is just not there. So they need a starting pitcher. That's not going to come cheap by way of prospect cost. They could also use another bat, but that's a lot less important now because some of the young hitters that have come up have done really well. Daniel Schneemann has really had a great month of June since he came up on June 2nd. You're seeing Tyler Freeman develop. Arias had some hits tonight as well. So you're seeing some of these young hitters develop, which is opposite of what Cleveland typically has been in the past. Typically, Cleveland is bringing up pitchers left and right, and whoever they bring up, whatever role they put them in, they're succeeding. They didn't have a lot of young hitters recently that they were developing. This year, it's kind of the opposite. You're seeing these young hitters develop now, and the bullpen too, pitching-wise, fine. But you need a starter, maybe even two. But again, that's going to, right now at least, that would come at a very high prospect cost. So we'll see how it develops.
Obviously devastating to lose Shane Bieber so early in the season. Any update on him after surgery?
So everything's going well. You know, he's out for the rest of the year. His contract is up after this year, too. I'd love to find a way to have him back in Cleveland next year. He's been a great guy in the clubhouse. He's performed well on the field. Overall good guy. His teammates love him. So right now on track to pitch somewhere next year at some point in MLB, probably not at the start of the year. But the update we got from him, we just had him on our show about, I don't know, a week or so ago. And, you know, he said everything's going well, feeling pretty good. Occasionally shows up, hangs out with the team, puts the uni on, hangs out in the dugout. So it's good to see him. But, yeah, unfortunately, we won't see him anymore this year. And that's a shame. It really is.
How much fun are the fans having? Feels like I'm hearing from a lot more of them on my show.
Yeah, a ton. Attendance is up. Part of that is because the refurbishments have been right on track with Progressive Field. I mean, you've got a lot of cool places to hang out and watch a game. So it's easy to watch a game in Cleveland right now. On top of that, you got a winner. You know, and Cleveland fans have always supported a winner. They've had six sellouts now, seven sellouts. It's between six and seven. I got to look back at my numbers there. But it's already more sellouts at this point in the year than they've had in over a decade. They had their first sellout in May this past year that they've had since 2011. So Whoa. They're showing up. They're watching baseball. They're loving it. Hey, it's an exciting team. They're fun to watch. When you can do a little bit of everything, you know, they're not playing a bunch of 2-1 games. Occasionally there'll be one mixed in. They're not playing a lot of, you know, 12-10 games, occasionally a couple mixed in. But you've just got good, strong, entertaining baseball right now. So, yeah, they're having a lot of fun. And, you know, the Cavs went out early. The Browns are always a big question mark. But this Guardians baseball team is one that consistently, it started with Tito, it's continued now with Steven Vogt. They can be a playoff contender year in, year out. They've done it for over a decade. So, you know, the fan base is, they've responded, no question.
Still, though, I miss Tito. Tito guided this team to the point at which it could be a contender. Yes.
Yes. And the toughest thing is, too, Amy, so, I mean, Hall of Fame manager, no doubt about it. Yes. Great guy to be around. Just, you know, wonderful guy. Everybody loves Tito. So you've got to try to replace him, right? Somehow, Steven Vogt, you're never going to replace Tito. But somehow Steven Vogt has been able to succeed coming after a Hall of Fame manager. That is something pretty special, too. Now, again, we're not even at the midway point this year. Injuries happen. You know, baseball's a long season. So many things can go wrong. I get it. But so far, you know, Steven Vogt, he's pulled all the right strings. The front office has done a great job. It's been a lot of fun to see him build on what Tito has done.
Certainly is a ton of momentum, 51-26, a 7-game win streak after taking out Baltimore on Tuesday night. You can find Al Pawlowski on Twitter at Al Pawlowski, Pawlowski. Guardians Live on Bally Sports Great Lakes. It's always good to talk Cleveland sports, especially since my mom's whole side of the family is from Youngstown. They're always really proud of me. Thank you so much for your time.
You got it, Amy, anytime.
Neat to hear about the Guardians surging again. And yes, we all miss Tito, but they definitely have the pieces, the power, the average. We've talked about all the big names there, but I really do appreciate that observation or that quote that I used from Bo Naylor, in which he said, we really can adapt to any situation. We have enough guys who are role players, but who also are versatile and can step into roles that maybe there aren't as familiar with or comfortable with, and we figure out ways to win. I hate it for Shane Bieber. That stunk. I'm hoping that he's healthy next year, and whether or not he's back with the Guardians, that's a different question for another time. But it's kind of interesting to think about them having starting pitching as their weakness. I mean, if there is an Achilles heel for the Guardians, it would be the starting pitching. But right now, 51 wins, and life is good if you're a baseball fan in Cleveland. First ever professional baseball game that I attended was in Cleveland. My grandfather took me, I think I was 7 or 8 years old. It was not at Progressive Field. I'm not that young. All right, on Twix at Amy After Hours or my Twix, A-Law Radio. Also, I'm still seeing people asking me where the pig racing video is. Oh, it's there. All you got to do is look for it. You will not regret the minute and 41 seconds this video requires of you. And on our Facebook page as well, Pot-Bellied Pigs Rule. That's it. That's my observation for the week. You can send your questions for Ask Amy. Coming up next, I don't even think Jay's heard this. You're not going to believe what sports story slash team, so it's a team, but it is a story, is being turned into a Hallmark movie. I mean, you're going to believe it when I tell you, but you won't believe it when I first tell you. And then it'll dawn on you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects. And say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower IONIQ 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 6 SE long range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We welcome all kinds here on After Hours.
Ron is listening in Vegas. Ron, welcome to After Hours.
This is number two for Amy Lawrence. I love talking with you. First of all, I saw was sort of a snub by Vance Joseph.
You know, you just don't know how many QBs you take.
Yeah, anyway, I was just commenting on that fact about Kyle Sloter, that's all. Mm.
Do you need to take another call?
I guess sometimes, I don't know.
Oh. Well, it's not me. I think it's your phone.
I know.
Oh.
I wish this wasn't happening to me. Anyway, I appreciate chatting with you. You very soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
People ask me why I don't take more phone calls. That had to be one of the funniest exchanges with a caller we've ever had because his phone just took over. All of a sudden started dialing random numbers and he had no idea what was going on. I wish this wasn't happening to me right now. We lost it. I still remember Marco was here too, I think, but it was going back to Tom and Isaac when they were behind the double pane glass and we couldn't recover for a good hour plus. We just kept dropping that in because
it's your phone.
I know.
The poor guy had no idea what was happening. Yes, there are reasons why we don't just take phone calls here on the show. I got too much to say, actually. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We're going to take a phone call, and then I'm going to tell you, I'm giving you some time to chew over it. What sports story and team are being turned into a Hallmark movie? Dan is in San Diego. Dan, welcome to After Hours.
Amy, thanks for taking the call. How's it going tonight?
Mm-hmm. Good. Thank you.
So I want to give you some credit because you were giving credit to Jerickson Profar.
Mm-hmm.
And Jerickson Profar deserves all the credit in the world. In fact, he deserves to go to the All-Star game.
Wow. So, sounds like he's headed that direction.
Well, and, you know, he was just saying it the other night that his baby watches the home run derby and he doesn't want to watch it because he's bothered that he's not there. Well, hopefully he's there. But anyways, San Diego again was amazing tonight. Jerickson Profar deserves to be in the All-Star game. And the thing is, you brought it up, $1 million. $1 million that guy is making when all these other guys are making $20, $25,
$30 million.
Well, not
all other guys. You know, the majority of baseball players do not make billions and hundreds of millions. So he's more the average, but you're right. There are a lot of high profile guys on both the Padres, the Dodgers, a lot of the best teams that are making that kind of money. So his story is maybe stands out for that reason.
You know, 100%. And I'll just say, like, as someone that's following the Padres here in San Diego, it's amazing to see this team. I mean, 4 walk-off wins in the last 8 here at home. And after last year, they didn't win a single extra inning game until the last week of the season. They're 4-0 in extra inning. I know last time we talked, you said it's June. Mm-hmm. It's June.
It is June.
Relax.
I don't say relax. That's not really my thing. I don't actually get really upset when people tell me to relax, so I would be surprised if I told you to relax.
Okay, it's felt that way.
Well, I was just pointing out it's June. You don't win anything in June. I mean, you can get excited, but you don't win anything in June.
Again, I don't know, you know, if you remember the last time, but nope. Come to San Diego. We got you in the suite. I'll show you Petco Park. Odyssey.
Oh, I do remember something about inviting us to Petco Park. That part I remember.
You and your producer, your family, whoever you want to bring, you guys so are all nice. Welcome. You got plenty of tickets.
I do love San Diego. At least the couple times I've been there, I've really enjoyed it there. So the vibe that's cool. And the weather obviously is nice. Although I got to wonder, is that boring if that's all you get day after day after day after day?
No. Okay. that's so funny you said that. San Diego has so much to offer, but, I mean, you know, we're always in the shadow of L.A., but even when I called in earlier tonight, mm-hmm. you were talking about the Dodgers, and I was like, here we go again.
Okay, there's nothing wrong. Dude, I do a national show. I can't just talk about one team. The Dodgers are still one of the best teams in baseball, but beyond that, the reason I was talking about them is because Ohtani is, I mean, what he's doing is incredible. You can hate it. You can hate the Dodgers, but what Ohtani's doing is pretty notable.
No, and I think that me and just about everyone here in San Diego would agree with you there too. And you know, like we talked about this last time a few days ago. You know, we have to live in their shadow, and that's fine. But
until
they haven't won a normal World Series since 1989, and that's.
I'm pretty sure I asked you this last time too. When was the last time the Padres won a normal World Series?
Never. Remember, okay. I'm the Giants fan, so, you know, I have some wins.
You can't be both. You're just a fan of any team that can beat the Dodgers, it sounds like.
Oh, my God. Anyways, you got to come see the vibe at Petco Park. It's great. And anyways, here's the thing. Gerson Profar and Suarez got to be in the All-Star game. And
no
I
doubt.
Love that you gave him the credit. You were saying you
it's my job.
I was like,
Dan, it's
my
job.
Girl, Amy Lawrence. This is why I appreciate it.
Thank you. But it is my job.
You were going Dodgers, 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 and then you brought up Profar and the fact that he's only making $1 million. Let's send him to the All-Star game.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I spent more time on Profar than I did on the Dodgers, but whatever.
You did.
Okay. All right, Dan. Well, we'll keep in touch, you and I.
We will.
Thank you. Oh, all right. This is what happens. I get it. Sports fans always, always, always hear bias from people they listen to or people they watch on TV. It's why Joe Buck is hated by so many people, because anyone who listens to him thinks he's biased against their team. Kevin Kugler goes through the same thing, which is hysterical because Kevin couldn't be more straight-laced, although he does have a great sense of humor and he's a Star Wars nerd. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Marco Belletti's here in studio. Are you ready for this? The team that's getting turned into a Hallmark movie.
The team that's getting
turned? Yeah, the sports team that's getting turned into a Hallmark movie.
You're asking me?
You have any guesses?
With the news that came today, I'm going to go with the Knicks.
No.
Okay.
But I like the guess. That's great. Jay?
The 2001 Seattle Mariners.
Oh, no. It's a more recent phenomenon. And as soon as I say it, you're going to go, oh, ready for this? The Kansas City Chiefs into a Hallmark movie. Yeah. Mm. I mean, I'm going to read you a few lines from the website that I read, which is a TV insider website. So I do a lot of pop culture surfing just so I know what's happening. And of course, the whole Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, he was on stage at her latest Eras Tour performance and all that jazz. But it's really funny what they have to say about this Chiefs movie. So here's the deal. It's going to be completely filmed in Kansas City, including Arrowhead, which is awesome. So I love that. And it's called Holiday Touchdown. So it's a Hallmark holiday movie.
This is real. Now,
I thought you were making it up.
I thought you were joking around about a team that can make. I didn't realize they're going to.
That's awful.
It's brutal.
You know, Hallmark holiday movies are the bomb, though.
Ooh.
There is an entire segment of our population that watches them year round. Anyway, it's called Holiday Touchdown. Are you ready for this?
Mm.
It follows Alana, who is sure that her family's lifelong history as Kansas City Chiefs superfans makes them a front runner to win the team's Fan of the Year contest. Now, Derek is the director of fan engagement. He's tasked with, I'm reading verbatim, with evaluating how Alana and her family stack up against the other two finalists. As the pair spends time together, it's clear there's a spark between them. But when her grandfather's vintage Chiefs good luck winter hat goes missing, Alana begins to doubt everything she believed about fate, destiny, and even questions her future with Derek. Unless that is, a little Christmas magic can throw a Hail Mary.
Sounds awful.
Wait, there's more. So that's the write-up for the Hallmark movie about the Kansas City Chiefs. No, you get to the bottom of the column. Are you ready for this? Now, first of all, the Chiefs are thrilled, of course. Think about it. The Chiefs have reached an all-new portion of the United States with the Taylor Swift wrinkle. Okay, so people who didn't know who Travis Kelce was 8 months ago are now listening to his podcast, cheering for him on TV, right? So it's opened up a whole new world.
Mm-hmm.
Of course the Chiefs are thrilled. Now they're going to get the Hallmark holiday audience as well.
Sweet.
But get this. This is the bottom. Are you ready for this? This cracks me up. It's about, of course, Travis Kelce. And this is, I'm going to read it verbatim. Travis Kelce has been immersed in a Hallmark-style love story of his own with music superstar Taylor Swift. Their romance took the world by storm. As Swift attended several Chiefs games last season to cheer on her boyfriend, he recently made a cameo on stage during her Eras Tour in London. Here's the tagline. Let's hope Kelce, or maybe even star quarterback Patrick Mahomes, will pop up in the Hallmark movie. Exclamation point. This is from a TV insider website. It's crazy to think about what the outside world looks at and how they digest what we do or what the athletes do. It's so flowery.
Yeah.
Jay's face.
I mean, I get it. I do. I get the idea of the Chiefs and
Holiday Touchdown,
movie.
A Chiefs love story. That's what it's called. Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story. Also,
that's so bad.
I have only heard of one of the three actors that's in it. What?
So Swift and Kelce aren't in it?
No. It's not about them. It's about super fans. It's about Alana King and her family being super fans.
So is this kind of like a Fever Pitch kind of deal? You ever see that?
I did.
Where
they filmed it at Fenway Park.
Yeah, so they have like the games going on, like the real action's happening, mm-hmm. like in the movie, but they're not, you know, David Ortiz isn't acting in the movie, but he's in it,
mm-hmm.
just playing baseball. Is it going to be like Mahomes and them?
Well, it doesn't say that. I think the hope is that Mahomes and Kelce would pop up.
I don't think they've quite got the budget. Hallmark.
You don't think Patrick Mahomes? Okay, first of all, he's got a daughter.
Cameo is different.
He would just pop up.
I'm talking about. I mean, Fever Pitch. That was a motion picture. Like there was a budget. There was a big one. They had some stars. I'm pretty sure that
Hallmark
this
movie
cheesy.
It's so cheesy
nonsense.
A Chiefs
doesn't have
love
quite
story.
The budget to be able to factor in like the Super Bowl and have the. You know, the play in the background, just a hunch.
No, this is going to be filmed entirely in Kansas City, mm-hmm. including at mm-hmm. Arrowhead. Mm-hmm. So they're renting Arrowhead for the movie. Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story.
Oh, that's so bad.
It will premiere during the network's 15th annual Countdown to Christmas. Okay, can I tell you the number of Hallmark movies I've seen? One. It totals one. One. And that was because my college roommate roped me into it last Thanksgiving. It's not really my genre, but this one, I mean, this one, I might be all in just so I can critique it for you.
Let me know how it goes. I will do this. That I'm not watching.
Mary Jabroni.
I mean, look, I'm all for, you know, it's not highbrow. Like, I'll watch. Sometimes a bad movie can be great just because it's so bad.
Yes.
That's taken on another level mm-hmm. that I'm sorry I can't sit through. That's awful.
The chief brand officer of Hallmark said it this way. With Hallmark and the Chiefs both homegrown, rooted in values, tradition, and community, there is a special, get this, there is a special alchemy. What a word. I'm going to have to use that on the show sometime soon. Between these two iconic organizations. By blending the warmth of Hallmark storytelling with the excitement of professional football, we're thrilled to give audiences a front row seat.
I'm just curious. Every one of these movies,
yes,
are they written by the same person, or is it just you can, it's like an assembly line because you could just use the entire same plot and just change the characters?
I would say it's a little bit like a Lego set where you can mix and match different pieces. It's all coming from the same set. You're starting with the same base or foundation, the same group, but you can mix and match. So your robot can also look like a cow.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
So this drivel is not from the same brain. It comes from a whole room of brains that can all write the same thing.
All kinds of different writers.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah. The Chiefs are honored. Honored is the word. The Chiefs are honored to partner with Hallmark on a project as unique as this. I'm telling you, it's all about taking the Chiefs brand to a whole nother segment of the population. They've got the Swifties. Now they want Hallmark holiday viewers. The Chiefs are taking over the world.
The name's growing on me.
Holiday touchdown.
Holiday touchdown.
Holiday touchdown, baby.
It's not that bad.
I'm not even...
What other team in sports would be a better subject for a Hallmark holiday movie?
I thought this was fictional.
He thought he made it up, Jay.
I thought it was kind of like, you know, just like a show question. Villanova.
It is a show question now.
Right, but I thought the Villanova thing with the Knicks and, how storybook it is and how it can almost be like a Hallmark movie.
I can't take credit for this.
I didn't think that they were actually going
to
put that garbage together.
For reals.
You know, package it up.
Hey, don't be insulting. There's a lot of people that listen to the show that are Hallmark movie watchers. Just saying.
Maybe they can have the premiere at Mahomes and Kelsey's new steakhouse.
Or here. We should get a pre-screening of it. And Marco should be... you and I should make a bet. And if you lose, you have to watch it first.
I wasn't kidding. Do they pay well? I can write this. You sit me in this room. I can put this together. Help me out with a little bit. I'm telling you.
And give up all of this? Are you kidding?
Depends how it pays.
We love Hallmark movies now. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. He's grumpy and he's sus.
You are listening to the After Hours
Start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service. Plus, get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure you're road trip ready. So if you need brake service and alignment check or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at Midas.com.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Got clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
Podcast.
Seconds left. 2-1 Panthers. A dream 30 years in the making is a reality.
Whoa!
The Florida Panthers have won the Stanley Cup.
Lord Stanley is coming home. You always will have a place in South Florida. Oh, my God.
The Panthers have won the Stanley Cup for the first time in franchise history.
Yeah!
Start the celebration, South Florida. The Panthers have done it.
Stanley Cup champions!
The Florida Panthers.
The mountaintop.
Florida Panthers are the 2024 Stanley Cup champions.
Oh, we crossed the finish line, buddy. We crossed it. Oh, what a group of bunch of guys. Paul Maurice, congratulations. Oh, what a team. What a gutsy effort. That is some cojones, boys. Wow. Oh.
Getting you to the good half of your week. It's the Hump Show on After Hours.
I will say again what I said on Tuesday morning toward the end of the show. Two things stand out about that. Number one, Bill Lindsay, who spent the majority of his NHL career with the Florida Panthers, played in a Stanley Cup final. If I remember correctly, they were swept by the Colorado Avalanche. He did not win one. The franchise just earned its first Stanley Cup in 30 plus years. So he's been watching a lot of hockey. This belongs to him too.
Oh!
He let out all the emotion and relief and joy and exultation. And why not? For hockey fans who love the Panthers, follow the Panthers, remember Bill, that's exactly what they want to hear. Remember, these are not national calls. These are done for the Panthers radio network. And so he is very well aware of his audience. His audience is Panthers fans. Number one. Number two, I am so impressed by Doug Blagans, who did not jump over him, step over him, get exasperated, get upset. Instead, he just let Bill have his moment, have his emotion, and then finish his call. It was so professional. He could have handled it. He could have handled it so many different ways. A lot of guys would have. He did not. Third of all, Bill Lindsay will be a guest on our show coming up tomorrow night because I can't wait to get his personal perspective. NBA Draft Talk next. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at four. Doncic. The step back three. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.